All right, just talk to me. If you can okay. say your name and your daughter's name.
Do I look in the camera?
Look at me.
Okay. My name is Joelle Taylor. My daughter is Caitlin Taylor.
How was it for you as a parent, your child being away for 20 days in Montana?
Well, it was definitely an experience. She's never really been away from us that long. So it was a lot of adjustment, not being able to talk to her every day or to see her pretty little smile or do any of the normal day-to-day activities. So it was a pretty big challenge for a while.
When you got letters from her or emails and you know, she kind of told you how everything was going, mm-hmm. what was your perception of the experience for her?
We were at home or back in Atlanta, worried to death, basically. And then when we get this postcard from her, and she's having the time of her life. You know, so we were all on pins and needles, and and all the pictures that were on Facebook, she was always smiling. She was always looking like it was the best thing that ever happened to her. And so that eased the tension for us a whole lot once we were able to see pictures, get letters, and somewhat offhand communicate through Luke. I know that was a time they was getting ready to go on the expedition, and I was all nervous and anxious about it, because I didn't get a letter off in time, but he was able to take an email and print it out and give it to her. So that was perfect, you know. So I knew that she had some kind of communication back from me, you know, just to, you know, the cheerleader on the side, so to speak, you know. So that worked out really well.
Have you seen a change in her since she came back from American Express?
Yes, I did. Actually, she may not even notice this, but she likes being outside now. Yeah, we were sitting around talking, and she came outside and pulled a chair up and hung out outside. You know, before this, she would be straight in the air conditioner, you know, not want any part of the outside as far as just kind of hanging out. She normally does a lot of outdoor activity, like fishing, camping, stuff like that, but I think she grew some kind of phobia of bugs and that kind of thing, but when she came back, it was all gone, so...
What would you tell other parents whose kids might be interested, but they're a little bit scared to send their kids?
Well, I would definitely say it has been a great experience from our side, and then just seeing the light in her eyes when she came back, and all of the new friends that she made. And I mean, she's texting people in Montana, she's texting her friends here locally that she met. And she's just so excited. And coming to this event today, she was extremely excited to kind of be reunited with her friends again. So I think, a little bit more independence that I'm seeing out of her, and maybe a little bit more leadership, you know, taking the initiative, her own prerogative to do certain things. I think it was a great, great experience for her. So any other parents, I think you should definitely allow your kids to go if they're selected to go. Absolutely, 100% do it.
Did you learn anything about yourself while she was away?
Yeah, I learned a few things that I can't. I will live, you know, as long as I know she's okay, I'll be all right. I think I learned a little bit more about how important it is when you have somebody that with you every day to communicate and talk. And then when they're kind of away off on their own, you know, you have to know that you put a lot of good lessons into them, or you've instilled some good values in them, and that they can go out on their own and come back, and the reports will be good, and they'll come back in the same shape or if not better than they left in. So I think I learned that you have to trust what you teach your kids at home, and then when they go out, they can perform out in the world and come back, you know, and everything will be fine. So I learned a lot about that.
Having heard her experience, would you do American Express?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hands down. Okay. Yeah, I would do it without even question.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.